Welcome to today's episode of Profitable Word by Reverend Francis W. Albing, Lead Pastor, The Keeper's House Chapel International. And now to today's word.
Genesis 41 verse 34. Genesis 41 34. Joseph is speaking and is giving a recommendation. And one of the recommendations he gives is, let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years. Praise the Lord. We are continuing our series on executives, and this is part six. Please take your seat. For us to be able to maximize the promises of God, prophecies that have been released into the atmosphere for us, we need to know the best way to execute, especially in line with the perfect will of God for our lives this year. It doesn't matter how great your vision is, and how powerful, knowledgeable, and competent you are, if you don't come to the point of execution, everything becomes a theory rather than a practical manifestation. And for a child of God, what is important is that all creation is waiting for the manifestation of the children of God. And if we will come to that place of manifestation of the blessings of God, we need to be executors. Praise the Lord. So here, Pharaoh has had his dreams. He's called for Joseph to interpret them. He's interpreted and he's giving us the qualities of the man that should be used to spearhead the project. And in doing so, he said that man should have a leadership capacity, should be discreet, that man should be wise, and should have the Spirit of God in that person. Then he moves on to say that when that man is on ground, that man should have winning strategy. That person should have a roadmap, a vision that is following. And as part of that strategy, the first thing which we discussed here last week in our service is that that man who is going to make the best out of this year should appoint officers in their lives. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody, appointment of officers is your duty. And it's a strategy. Now tell somebody, who you marry is a strategic appointment. Don't just marry anyone. Or allow anyone at all to marry you. Where you work, who you work with, the people you associate with, all of them, you should strategically, as much as possible, have a say in it. Don't just let people choose you. Choose some people and some things. Praise the Lord. That's it. Last week we learned that Jesus walked with a crowd, he also walked with the 12, and he walked with the 3. And that you should know those who are a crowd in your life and the degree of engagement, those who are the 12 in your life, and out of the 12, you should also know those that you will extrapolate as your 3 and the degree of engagement you're going to have with them. We learned that even though Jesus fasted to choose the 12, one of them was a devil. His name was called Judas. Or devil entered into one of them. And which we learned that we should constantly review the condition or status of the people in our lives. Because some of them will start well and devil will take over. And some of them may also not start well and God will take over. If you look at the relationship Paul had with John Mark, he found that later on in life in ministry, Earlier on, he said, I don't need John Mark. I don't want to have him here. But later on in ministry, he found him to be useful for the missionary journeys that they were doing. So never say never. But you and I, we should have a mind of reviewing the relationships we have. Some of them are becoming dead weight, and you have to know how to disengage in a diplomatic way. I think we learned all of that last week. Are you here with me at all? And this week, we are learning another winning strategy. And the winning strategy is found in the scripture. Joseph said, after the appointment of the officers, that man should also have a strategy of saving the fifth part of all that gets produced or harvested. Now, the fifth part is 100 divided by 5. It gives you 20%. So Joseph is saying that basically the drought will come with famine. And if the famine is not going to destroy us or consume us, 20% of all that gets harvested in the 7 plenteous years should be saved and invested against the 7 years of famine and drought that is in the womb of time. And in the first service, we shared the fact that Christians, sometimes when God puts us into a season, we refuse to put timelines to the season. If it's in the hand of God, it's timeless. But because we are on earth, there is a time to every season. And so when you are in a season of abundance, you have to understand that in the eyes of God, He has given you that particular season to be able to take care of seasons and times beyond where you are. And so when we read the verse number 53 of this particular chapter 41, we learn that in verse 53, please give me speed. And the 7 years of plenteousness that was in the land of Egypt were ended. So we know that even though God said, this is the interpretation, you are going to have 7 years of abundance, He said that those 7 years of abundance, they ended. Tell somebody that years of abundance can end. And when they ended, look at what followed. The next verse says that, and the 7 years of debt began to come. Can you give it to me in the ESV? The 7 years of famine, the 7 years, it said, and the 7 years of famine began to come. As Joseph had said, there was famine in all lands, everywhere. But in all the land of Egypt, there was what? Bread. And the reason why, when the years of famine began, there was bread in the land of Egypt was because the man Joseph had been keeping 20% of all that was harvested in the land of Egypt. If we don't build a culture, a mentality of investing and saving what God gives us in these flourishing years of our lives, we will have nothing to feed on. We will have nothing to stay on in the 7 years of famine that whether we like or we don't like or they will come. You can pray for all that God cares. 7 years of famine will follow 7 years of abundance. Your body will not be like this forever. Are you here? 7 years. Today things are standing as they are standing. But things fall apart. So you have to know how to maximize standing and then against the fallen season. You got it? Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says that under the earth there are seasons and times. And so we have to come to that place. Tell somebody, come to that place where you understand that these 7 years of plenty, they are to set you up for the 7 years of famine. So don't miss it. So here Joseph said, let the man save 20%. We must have the principles of investment as part of our faith. Faith people don't like to invest. We like to pray for miracles. But sometimes the miracle, you have to understand the semantics around what God does. The miracles we pray to God for, or we ask God to do, sometimes when he puts it in our domain, he calls it the working of miracles. To some, he gave the working. So when he gives us the working of miracles, he leaves the outcomes in our hands or in our domain. He will give you the grace, which is a season, but you have to work the miracles out. So he says that when you go, lay hands on the sick. It's not the spirit laying. You lay hands and the sick will be healed. It's work. Healing is actually working in grace. Are you here with me at all? So, but we don't conceptualize miracles like that. We believe that, oh, if it's miracle, then yamibe twef is wrong. And I will take the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fishes, and then God will multiply it. But you see, these are what we call the outliers. They are the spectacular. They are the extremities. God can do them, does them, but that's not the regular way he works. God wants a child of God to follow the regular way he works. Question I want to ask you is, how many times did you see him multiplying bread in the New Testament? How many times did you see him walking on water? How many times did you see him raising the dead? So that oh wow, also made to me come home, yes, be yaname. Obeko. All right, because that's not the regular way God works. The way he works is that he's giving you life and he wants you to take charge of that life and live it well for him. Praise the Lord. Are you with me here at all? So he's giving us a season, and in this season, there are capitals in the season. There are resources in the season that he expects us to extract. And when we extract them, he expects us to save or invest at least, tell somebody, baseline is 20%. Fifth part of everything God gives you, he wants you to save it. Please, I want everyone to go listen to the first service because I want to go into certain dimensions. In the first service, I talked about how to save a 20% in your family life. Yes. Those of you who don't invest in relationships. And I was saying, Hey. Shemo, welcome for what? That's why Bible says that serve your creator in the days of your youth, because he knows that a time is coming where your youthfulness will depreciate, but you will still need gains that you should have made in the season of your youthfulness to sustain you, to socket you, like we say. In the days when you've lost your usefulness. So there are people in their old age, they are bearing fruit as if they are young because they knew how to invest their 20% when they were youthful. Abeno, in Psalm 92, you say you will be like a palm tree. Even in your old age, you'll be bearing fruit. Abeno, siwa, ube to me, enu abeno, asin e chata pe palm wine. Now, we chat a bit palm wine. We are only a mention of beer. Open palm wine. And you won't buy a bed tomorrow. So, but the palm nut tree can serve you now, and if you treat it well, it can even be producing for you in your old age. That's how God just used that to speak to us. If you waste your youthful years, And don't invest them properly. If you have to go to school 20%, go to school. In your youthful, say, see, I what you in the year, Juman. And then would that way be to me, see, at the end. Take that 20% and invest it in education. Are you here? Hey, why are you looking at me like that? Am I speaking any strange language here? God, some people are scaring me. Now that, you see, there is some kind of wealth that will sustain you in the 7 years of farming that you cannot stop. Prayer doesn't stop it. And we hear Amre. Obi abefem. No more mufema. Ebi mufema. I said they are cruising. Those who cruise even in the time of famine, it is because they knew how to invest during the time of plenty against the famine. Are you here? If you eat all today, there will be nothing for tomorrow. Joseph made this announcement. He said that let everybody save 20%. Do you know that in that same Egypt, during the season of famine, families came to Joseph to borrow, to beg for food, and he refused to give them for free. Why did he not give it to them for free? Because every one of us here is going to have equal opportunities of 24 hours, equal opportunities of harnessing our youthful strength, harnessing our energies and mental capabilities whilst we are youthful, freshness of your body. You will have the opportunity to marry young. Now that you are young, if you decide to misbehave in your marriage, when you grow, they will deal with you. Because you have not made any investment in your marriage whilst you were young. I was just telling them about how my pastor's wife went to stay in the hospital recently because my pastor went to do a surgery. My pastor did not know that the wife was coming to stay with. They live in the same house. So the wife made a special arrangement with the hospital that the bed in the room must be two. I'm coming to take care of my husband. It was when they got to the hospital that my pastor saw that, hey, when the hospital, it's a teaching hospital, when you are watching Sheba, Bedam in Chawa, Osananka, they've married for 41 years. Tifiru age. Now, it doesn't work like that when the man had been misbehaving to the wife. And our sisters, and our concubines, now that you can make sense. Now that you can make sense, make investment into your family, invest into your children. Yes, I'm on view. I said your money, I'll buy and say, some man, I'm your mommy, me, I'm carry you in your. These days, you know, the person who carries children in the womb is not necessarily the mother. We can pay people to carry children for us. Who carry a farm, but to own who there's all Bobra power, call an so. You have to make investment. Are you here? Yes. You're able to just, you are irresponsible. If you become irresponsible, then you are a mother. Oh, I'll go and hold my breast. This is the breast you suck. This is the breast we suck. How long did your son suck your breast? How long? Acha, 1 year. Acha, maximum 2 years. The wife now are worrying 5 years, you know. Do you know how many years the boy, this adult has been sucking the breast? You want to compare breast sucking as what? You'll learn. Ogusukra da so no. Obenuma akwewiye. We na odi be blackmail no. Say there be we nya forever and ever one. So make proper impact. Don't run away and come back and think that in the season of famine, no, you can come and you wait, you can't eat your cake and have it. So the men here, as for the women, I don't know, maybe when co-pastor is preaching, she will address you. But those of you who are men here with beard, like you, I'm warning you. You better treat your wives well. Yeah, as you take my time, eh? You'll be taking your time very, very, very well. Treat it. This is your 20% investment. Because now when you grow, then society will be expecting the woman to do things that is already not there. It's not there. She can't find it. She can't find any emotional. There is no. Jesus, the prophet came and said, "What do you have in your house?" Say, "Small oil." Some of you husbands, they will be asking your wife to take care of you, and there will not be an iota of empathy from your wife to take care of you. You are a complete stranger. Some women are married and single here at the same time. And when you are frustrated, you want to kill everybody in that house. Can you stretch your hand on your son brother and say, "Charlie, brother, obey steady. Be steady, oh." And tell some sister, even though pastor is not mentioning your own case, be very, 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 very steady. Square root of steadiness. Be steady squared. That's what the Bible says. Serve your creator in the days of your what? For you, because he knows that you will need the gains of your service now in your youthful years to sustain you when you've lost your youthfulness. Christians, we have come to a place where we believe that faith is detachment from reality. Gives me daily bread, daily bread. So the daily bread it gives you, it's an opportunity he's giving you already with people. Within time and space. That should just feed into your future. You see some people, they went to school. Yeah, they went to what? School. I ask myself, when I was in St. Augustine's College, I asked myself, why are rich people's children bombing like that? They came to school with troubles. Troubles has food. Plenty food. And money, pocket money. Some of us, we came to perch in the boarding house with backpack and beg you for food. And with all the money plus extra classes, you still found a way to fail. You are a special case. You are special. Recently, I told one pastor's son, I said, "Wow, you. Me, I went to school barefooted. They gave me knicker that was beyond my knee because I said, Minyi Beshim." So it's more than like jumper or togas. They once you eat in the morning, I said, "Go to school." I will cross how many streets? Class one. You are going alone. Walk to school. Our kids, we drive them to school. 5 minutes, Peo, where I live. And the school of my kids, like 5 minute drive, cry what? I have never walked them to school before. And I've never asked them to go alone before. Our first is 15, will be 16 this year. In my mind, hey, 5 minutes drive. When I see the lungu, 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 wow. And our book is in the rice bag. It's okay, rice bag, no. You will be against your best steady, you are pal. You don't go to school. Year later, you are bomba, and then school you in Jabba. Thank God it's your generation. With all these comforts that have been made available to you, you are given a food pack. School crowd, they sell food on top. I used to go and cook with my mewache. So that break, she would give me kenzo. Yes, I'm a strong of and I'm a investment. I'm sorry, how much you? Muslim, my mewache. When I see how my wife will be planning
What are they going to take to school in the morning? He said, she plans a whole diet for them. I said, wow. Challenge me, but that time we are alone. And can you tell the ground funny? Kabia, me Beyonce. These people have opportunities. If you are not careful, you will blow it. Then, have you seen that because of that also, this generation, they are more entitled than any other generation. So entitled. So loaded but heavily wasted at the same time. Because we don't want to invest for our future. Look at opportunities. Opportunities everywhere. Is God talking to somebody here at all? Then in all of this, you go to school. Your own one duty of investment was to study and pass. Yes, a subject in the thing. Be dear, go and look at some of my classmates. When I was in St. Augustine's, a bit to me, dear gross, and my cotton in German business, oh, Papa, yeah, dear, Juma. It will be sad because me, Papa, an electrician. Also, I know a coachy lagoon, look a cran, or a pan, a muka cran, wait a minute. Michel send your wood, dear grana, means a wet here. Like your back is good. That's the English. Your back is good. Yes, mom, dear gro. Wow. Resort buyer. It's your burden. Your mouth show. If you cry every 2 weeks, you're the home show free. And cry, need to money, I'll go some more, bro. I'm going to get wow. I say, I hear connection, we're dying in a war. I'm a mom, just say, wow. You know, to me, fail him, and you're here. It's like you are eating everything instead of investing in some. And this time, you see, there is a season where people become very, very generous to you. I'm telling you. You are working with your boss. You make mistakes. Oh, but take care of it. When you say, he will not be expecting you to be making some mistakes. So don't be just hanging around. You have to have this mind that they are investing in you so that they will extract out of you. And so you yourself should be investing in yourself. Is God talking to somebody now? This year is a year God has blessed us. Our youthfulness. All the blessings God has given us. Save 20%. When it comes to finance, save 20%. At least, he said, if you save 20%, it will help you compound during the 7 plenteous years. And that will help you to absorb shocks in the 7 years of famine. If you don't save 20% at least, that means that you are a bone shaker. You are a truck without shocks. No shock. Your immune system is gone. I said, "Obi ne yare kitu ebi ebi yetu bika chen se ne ba yare no we charge ube visa ne ba no yare ne yare ne yare skane ni hano onim score de ko hospital en nama ne charge ne nyare yare no why if you don't invest 20% now that you can pray 20% can read Bible you are going to give birth to children who will ask you questions ube kacha chen se go to Sunday school teacher and ask because wono I said wono. Sebi, onkai Bible. Because all this time, Pastor Francis is saying, invest in the Bible, read, unyabuka to be kayo. Hey, 20%. Please tell somebody, at least 20%. I'm not hearing you at all. Say at least. God does not expect us to consume everything that these years of abundance they are bringing to us. So he wants us to have the wisdom of storage for future value. What is it? Wisdom of what? Storage for what? Future value. In Genesis 41, verse 35 and 36, look at that. 35 says that, and let them gather all the food of those good years. Say good years. They are for gathering. Let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. Verse 36. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. The 7 years of famine, they shall be. Tell somebody that, whether you like it or not, expenditure will come. They shall be. 7 years are coming. They are famine years. Tell somebody. It does not mean you don't have faith. This is not negative. Tell somebody, this is not negative. Do you know that whether you cry or you don't cry, tomorrow will come? There are some things that are inevitable. Now that inflation is ever for me. A dime be pure or her. What's the sour winning in an waton? Now they are caught to die and I say, sharp, sharp. People wait when property prices are low. They buy because they will appreciate. They buy land. It will appreciate. What a land and numuns you into your light bill. What else? Oh, Debbie, aesthetics now, and I'm fair. About there, every week, be a source of satire. What they buy? So, why an air show? Why put an air show? Why? Who said you're me? Should I go for a shiny house? A way out dream, who say? Who's the same? And so now, who are any? Madam Catcher, and now, when store. Let's do the 35. Please look at some things there. Let them gather all the food of those good years. Say good years.
Good years.
Good years. Gather food of the good years. There are good years, oh. And there are years of famine. Good. What? Everybody, you should know your good years. Where well, your business and your money go. What didn't you know so? Shall I? These days, when you chop 40 pair, they say, two sugar, so. Two ways. I said, doctors, no more pay was but. One tissue, so. Well, I've been who we good years. In your 20s. In your 20s, you know. We are nice guy, and I won't pay girls and crack girls and a pill. You have to know how to invest your life, oh. You know, one man I was talking to, he said, Pastor, it's not my fault. And you mean I'm a pay girls and the girls now no more pay me. I said, wait, Jimmy. Forgive me. Oh, my power ain't today. He said, when I'm not but them need power, I'll be I said, Debbie, but them need the media. I said, aye. You know, we just find a way of raising excuses for ourselves. And we justify why we should not be great. Good years. I remember when I was coming up as a young prophet, me and my friends, we used to hear one or two words of knowledge be. Then some sisters in the University of Cape Coast, they were older. They used to attend the prophetic fellowship of the big man who was serving under. They called like three of us into a prayer meeting. And then, hey, I said, boys, you know, not knowing, said some of the sisters, you know, they were doing some things with the young brothers. And giving them money. To me, when I got one opportunity like that, my sister, oh yeah, we're in a mid speed. My teacher and teacher Joseph, you know, me go jail. So me, I thought I was going to tell these my brothers. Charlie, look at what happened though. I'm say, like, yeah, we're in MBA, you cry. I'm say, wow. And teacher said, Majia Shamoho. None of them is in ministry till today. None of them. Omo die wie. Omo die 100 ni nyina. Ko invest me 20 no. Ana me eno ni. When you understand that God does not want you to waste your life, especially in your good years, brother, sister, in your good employable years, There are times you see that your employability rate is very high. Maximize it, oh. Because a time is coming, they will ask, how old is she? How old is he? When I only me yes saying, I move the age bracket. So we want a younger version. A younger version. So now that you are the younger version, maximize it. Can you stand up? Because I don't want you to sleep. Because Africa, no. When we start talking about some of these things now, people start, they want us to talk about demons. But please, rise up, rise up, rise up, rise up. Go to about three people, say that. Please, save every aspect of your life. Say 20%, say 20%. Tell somebody the 20 is not hand to mouth. It's not hand to mouth at all. Not at all, not at all, not at all. Praise the Lord. Please take your seat. Can we look at the 35? Gather. Tell somebody one of the words you should store now is gather. I'm not hearing you at all. You know, Jesus multiplied bread and fishes. What the miracle brought, the residue, the surplus of the miracle, Jesus said, when you came, you said you did not have enough to feed them. Now I have given you a miracle to feed. But after the feeding, I want you to know that this is how you sustain your life. The principle of gathering and not wasting. God can give you a miracle to get to a state in life. When you get there, immediately God wants you to start what? Start what? I'm not here. You have to say it. You will say it. Say it. If somebody is by your side, say it in case you are not saying your own who entered your ears. When God has finished what only He can do, the next that is required of you to do is to what? Gather. And the disciples gathered 12 baskets full of surplus, taking care of the 12 months of the year. Your sustenance is in your gathering. If you are a waster, oh, say, if we bring a small boy's lunch, he will multiply for us. Did you see him do it? He did it one or two times. After that, he said, no. God wants you to live on principle than on spontaneity. Principles than on miracles. Principle, the principle of gathering. You see, some people, recently I was watching some video on YouTube. One rich American celebrity like that, old man, he brought one big money box and opened it. Coins and dollars. Every time when he comes from work or comes from outside, they change in the, okay, you just put it inside. Just put it inside. Just put it. He says he's done it for 5 years. When he opened it, the money was as big as this. When he was laughing, they counted. Big money that can give Ghana loan. You don't even know where your coins are. You see, one of the prayers you should pray is that, God, give me the humility to respect small money. Because there's a way that you start making money and you don't respect small money. Now, small money they be cool anymore. I say no. It's always small money that disgraces people. Oh, you are owing somebody small 100 Ghana cedis. Display your about the year away. You remember no? And I'm comfort the IMF. Kake siya pa ha ubia kran ha. Small money can disgrace you, ubia. Then a small man, you know, I catch you. Say, oh, I didn't know. I don't feel. And I say, when you think so, oh, Bobby siya untia. Ahi 100 Ghana. On to see Kennedy and say, oh, Jimmy, 100 Ghana. And then say, what misrepresent to I, Miss Quire, the Accra. But then to integrity, say, oh, no, oh, Bobo, see, I want you there.
100 Ghana. That 100 Ghana could have always come from your change in that money box. Everybody here, you have to get that money box. In your house, who come out to bottom? 1 Ghana, 2 Ghana, na kika. Asiana akano. It will save you. It will what? It will save you. It will save you. I don't want to even talk about the fact that don't go to work and come home empty. Empty of energy. Then say, when you come home, no, you don't have any emotion left to invest into us who are here. Oh, by an time, yeah, my brain, oh, I got that. No, leave us a change. Leave us a change. Change for your children. Change for your wife. Change for your husband. Don't expend all your energy. That's why your boss will tell you go, and you are standing there talking to colleagues, burning yourself out. By the time you come home, you don't have even the mental strength to say good evening, my dear. I say, yeah, cry, if you want to cry, yeah, cry, yeah, bunny. Meanwhile, you had opportunity to close work early and come home and enjoy the 20% left for the family. That's why, even as a pastor, at a certain point, old friends, I remember, old friends, I remember. Because the Arcadia is for the squad members. Am I? Except it's a major sacrifice we have to sacrifice here and there. But Charlie, because if you are like that, sorry, no. It's only Roman father that is not meant to marry. Into one who are sorry, no. Sorry, no. Never worry, no. My worry, nipa. Father, new wife. Mimi, your father. Father, new color. The covenant, no means so media. Yes, I net squad. Oh, ain't he? You know, Pareto says something. He said that you can gain more by doing little. He calls it the 80-20 model or 80-20 formula, that when you receive feedback, you can take the salient 20% and it will answer whatever the 80% was asking for. So there's a way that you can prioritize by just focusing on 20% important variables, and it can achieve for you 80% of all the things you are looking for. That's why you have to be mindful of time wasters, resource blowers. Some people, they come around you, oh, Auntie Gifty, what do you say, man, shea? My destiny helper, anewa. Ombe wasteo. I'm not saying don't be generous. I'm just telling you that 7 years of farming is on the way. And whatever God is giving you, you see the business you are doing now, because anointing about this time, we answer, ebe blow them out. Because some 10 years are coming that, Charlie, why don't you grab this business? It will not be relevant. But if you apply yourself, this business will send you to deeper waters, that you go and meet some other relevant businesses on the way, because you pushed at this level and contacted what is at the next level. Are you here at all? Yeah. And you find out that maybe after 5 years, the business you started, you know, is not the business you are doing. But you need this startup to contact that one which is at your second level. Am I preaching here or I'm dancing? That's why the office you are, you have to kill yourself. Because maybe it's a channel to where God is taking you. And that may be the thing that will sustain you. Oh.
Say, God, have mercy.
Gather in the good years. Do what?
Gather in the good years. Let's see 35.
In those good years. And lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh.
You see, I like it when the Bible is saying, lay up corn. Store. Store. Don't just store. The storage, you know, you must have a password to it. It says, store under authority. Do what? The corn you are saving, no? Let them know it is not Joseph's corn. And it is not corn for the masses. This is Pharaoh's corn. If Pharaoh has not given you authorization, you cannot spend it. You have to come to that place where you have accountability for investment. It must be under the hand of Pharaoh.
You have worked under your boss.
Can you say, sir, 3 years here me working under my boss, he for all the generosity he's extended to me. I can say that I did A, B, C, D with it. You are then just wasting everything. Not under anybody's authority. You are not accountable to anyone. And some of you have connected your account to your momo. Who this can in an see, every one of you who remembers your balance in your account, you have not made it yet. Are you here at all? If you remember your balance in your account, you are not rich yet. So who near them?
Bible
says that Potiphar, he was so wealthy that he didn't know how much he had. It was Joseph who was Oshasumano.
Robert, yesterday.
Now who can kind unim near what absa? Fidelity, Echo Bank. Cumulatively, what calculated be with 3 million? You know, say,
Debbie.
Now, so when one qualifies, so we be connected with Momo to account. You don't qualify. We are going to move to thought. No, uncle. Ask somebody. Do you tell somebody? Do you know you? It's so true. Now, say, now, make kind. A article be on remittances here in Ghana, and I'll say mobile money as a channel for remittance has facilitated more remittances and more spending from recipient. Who's Roe Biska? Odema, who's from Mexico, who's phone so. Under the hand of Pharaoh. That was our papa Basse. We were more brave Basse. We found phone na. Kwame G. Kofi G. Yeah. Kofi G. Abena G. I said, I'm fine. I said, I'm fine. I said, best thing I come and say. Ari Chiche. Nadu Mishirensu no. Aho Misi. Wow. Say you connect mumu to account now. So what connect be? What connect be? Umumu no manya for receipt. Ubiye kwa ni tumwa.
If you are here, wave your hands. Let me see something. Are you here? You'll be surprised what 20% investment of every area of your life will do for you. You'll be surprised how much comfort and rest it will bring to your life when you are 50 years. One time I was watching something on social media, and then I saw Asamoah Gyan. Our baby jet Asamoah Gyan, yeah. He opened his money box. How many of you saw it? Money box. Coins. Sika. Tell somebody, it doesn't matter what it is. You are not permitted to spend all. Tell somebody, you are not permitted. Today, and I forbid you from spending all. Today. Keep food in the cities. If you don't invest, food will disgrace you. It is food that made Joseph's haters. The brothers no mum penasem. And no mum movie from all of Israel. They came to Egypt to look for food. Small food. Then somebody will sleep with you so that you get small money to go and buy food. As if you have never had opportunities before. Small. That's what happened to Esau. He was a hunter. He hunted, never ever saved. One day, the hunter came and he was hungry. And the saver in the house said, if you want what I have, give me the birthright. Come to where I have with negotiation powers. Come to where I have, don't do negotiation. Why? When you are anxious, you are worried, you are desperate, defer your negotiation or let somebody do it on your behalf. Because when you are hungry, sometimes you don't even care about sanitary conditions. Because you grew up in kitchens that were nice. But those of us who grew in compound house, who to me the one son of the cobalt board by and now come to one and to my minibang chinibi. Now we'll call unsahu fina now the reco. Now we read gems in our camp. And if you are not hungry, you allow food to cook well, and you keep sanity. You see, if as children of God, we don't build the capacity and the mentality of storing. Say storage, let me hear. Storage. Look at verse 36. Let me close now. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. This 20%, I'll preach it again. Food shall be for store. Food shall be for store. Against, say, the investment is against. It's against. Sometimes you invest. I mean, I remember I was just telling you a treasury bill CEO last 2024. Say treasury bills went 20-something. 20-something. Fixed deposit. And treasury bills. It's not even up to 11%. Aqua 11, 12. Abba say, whom? Nanke come on puna. Omudi humobro say, alala. Fixed deposit is at 8% or so. 8 or 9. And still, you have money in your account and you are looking at the face of the money. Fatu fixed deposit. Time ya upe biabe to me. You are not interested in financial literacy. You are not interested in me bompire. Nyami favor. 7 days of favor and one. Yeah, the home not to swa. Who we are, have a mind for gathering. Gather land. Gather food. Save. Are you here? Please, are you here? You see, all these things we are talking about, the people who are blessed most at the younger ones.
When you have time,
you have chance. When you have time, you have what?
Chance. But wherever you are, start from there.
You know, Jesus' disciples, they were of different age categories, but they were all gathering. They were all gathering. And so, me and my penny area in tea. Me save yama, why be the one? I'll be the one here. One, I'll be the one here. Save for yourself so that you will not be at the mercy of anybody. To beg, I am ashamed. If you find a girl like you, then you are begging. Now, then people are having ideas. Oh, but as soon as I've been helping you, I've been helping you to help me. Help you with what? I don't have cash, then in kind. You understand? On him be that make God as see what I say. So be your papa know how. On him no sense I'm not catching them. I'm see any man mambre. Oba otu on him plate mu ansa wakasa. I'm say oh nana. Yenimi nyansa sad generation we no. Yenimu she. And then me say chairman so mutu mu say so 10 Ghana be ana na 200. Oh no, he no say eh. E dey nana mo say mo pay. I don't catch him and say, "Obi, your papa, no idea." Wow! Look, there is bread on the table. Don't focus on the crumbs under the table. If the investment will work, you should also be a covenant person. You should be what? That's why we are not joking with our first fruit this year. Somebody asked me at the first service, "If I do my own job and I pay myself, how do I calculate my first month's salary?" I say, Anyhow, you must calculate something that is of worth and bring to the Lord. That this year, my first salary, I will give it to God. And the whole year, I'll be consistent paying my tithe. Because the Lord said, if I do that, He will open the windows of heaven. He will cause my barn to be full. Are you here with me? Covenant, say covenant. So you are not just saving like that. Oh, you want the backing of the Spirit for your job. But because the marketplace is not normal. Your workplace is not normal. Just imagine operating there normal. People have sent their own to their Antoine Yamua and all those things. You must hold your own by faith with the Holy Spirit. That's why this now to the end of February. We are honoring the Lord with our first fruit. I cannot eat my first salary. I have to hand it over to the Lord. Ready? Sumimuai. I told you, God doesn't need your first. You need the what? The rest. And me tighten me jine musa. Despite this, wabua me bua. Ose musi me ya okote ni. Me ni me okote ni kwa hii. Me diya mi ra Pentecost. Asama mu preachi ya mi jidiye kwa to aswani into tusuduo. And one time, I'm going to business. I'm going to be in two to do a and I'm going to show you how she am in a juma ding. Oh boy, to be in consukaye. Oh, when you know, go for now, pass away at the song. Oh, when you know, to your tight. Why will you run away from tight? And you know, grandpa, would you see cash and your means? Just imagine. Just imagine what the Spirit can do for you. There's no argument about that. Are you here with me? In the end, what do we want to do? We want Jesus to be proud of us. We want Jesus to be what? Proud of us that, Charlie, when the famine came, it was Joseph who was distributing food everywhere. He was a child of God. May it be that your family, you'll be the one distributing money, distributing houses, distributing scholarship for family members. Shout a louder amen. You will never join any queue in the next 5 years to beg for food or for money from any man in the name. Shout amen. Can you rise and clap your hands for the Lord? Say from today, I'm 20%. 20%. My beauty, my life, my effort, 20%. Praise God. Lift your hands right now and say, Father, I thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to hear your word. I pray right now for the grace to stand in my covenant with you, to honor you with my first fruit and tithe. Give me the grace to invest a portion, at least the fifth part of everything that you give me this season, against years of famine. Can you open your mouth and pray right now? Let's come on. Let's pray. Kabo Shapata. 2 minutes. Pray. Katata likosi prede. Isoklabara suntele predegedes. Estelia marano kosi preria. Pray right now. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for grace. Lift your hands. Say, this is the 1st of February. A new month has started. I release grace over the month of February. My family is blessed. Pray that your family is blessed. Pray for your spouse. Pray for your children. Pray for yourself. My family is blessed. Wherever my family shall go, we shall see the glory of God. We shall see the favor of God. My children are blessed. All that I do shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lift your hands. Say, Father, in this month of February,
this month of
whatever my hand is already doing,
whatever my hand is already doing,
or shall find doing,
or shall find doing,
shall prosper,
shall prosper.
Your favor is upon it.
Your favor is upon
for
it
prosperity.
For prosperity.
This month of February,
this month of
open
February,
your mouth and pray right now. Release favor upon the work of your hands. Whatever your hands will find, whatever your hands will find. Le copari suda, ikute ramando sokele, ashala pelia keteli, isoka la pata, asala la kapata, ashala bada bada, etalia pelia, ikapadi le kapadi, imeloko sabra. In the name of Jesus, lift your hand one more time. Say, Father,
Father,
in this month, and in this year,
show me where to invest
my 20%. Show me where to prioritize my life
for fruitfulness
and prosperity.
Let me not waste my resources
in the wrong investment
of people
of time
and whatever.
I pray that my investment shall be directed by your spirit.
And I will not have losses.
Can you open your mouth and pray? As you invest in a relationship, you invest in family, you invest in your career, you will not lose. This year your academics will do well, your marriage will do well, your life will go well. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I heard somebody who was connected to me. I didn't have a lot of information about men's gold at the time because I never invested there as well. But I was praying for the person and I told the person that the Lord is telling me that you have made heavy investment somewhere and it's yielding heavy for you. Withdraw your investment. That was 3 months before men's gold went down. He took the investment. I said, put it in a bank, in a safe investment, like government something, like T-bill or something like that. He took it, put it in T-bill. 3 months. Boom. I said, Pastor, Senya me amboa ma wan kanche me nye mfiri ho. Enka obetia nse me kume ho. I said, wow. I am praying, you know, some of the relationships you find yourself in, if there is anything good there, may God give it to you before it collapses. In the mighty name, in the name of Jesus. Are you here at all? Before it becomes bad, may the Lord direct you. May the Lord cause you to take whatever is good there. Open your mouth and pray. Father,
Father, before it goes down, help me to take whatever you want me to take and check out. Yes. Thank you, Father.
Be a part of our family on social media at the Keeper's House Chapel International. Visit us at the Testimony Arena, Jefamco Junction, Medina Estate. You can also follow Reverend Francis Albing on all social media platforms. God bless you.